It was a whole ritual. You watched Top of the Pops and Tomorrow's World. That was the thing. It was an hour on a Thursday night where the family actually sat together and watched two TV programmes. Seeing your favourite people was just absolutely amazing. Seeing Bowie doing Starman with Mick Ronson, watching, you know, Mark Bolan doing Get It On. And I have to admit, and I don't know whether this is rude or not, but that was my first sexual urge as well. It was like, oh, God. Get it on. He is absolutely something. I've got that tingle. And Rod Stewart with Maggie May, because I was such a huge Faces fan. And that got to number one in May 1971. And I was so excited. I remember ringing my first boyfriend at the time and saying, oh, my God, Rod Stewart's at number one. He's going to be on Top of the Pops. My proper first appearance was literally at the beginning of 83, and I had to introduce the first band, U2, and they were doing New Year's Day.
It's U2 in at number 23 and New Year's Day.
And I die every time I think of my introduction. It was so embarrassing. Because I'd no idea. I'd watched Top of the Pops for years and just thought it was the most magnificent programme. To suddenly be standing there doing it was just unbelievable. But I remember then I said something like, ah, it must be the luck of the Irish.
Great, Bono, Edge, Larry and Adam there from Dublin. Doing very nicely, it's the luck of the Irish.
Oh, God, how I died and wished I'd never, ever said that.
And let's find out who else is doing nicely. So look at the charts at number 30.
Things that stand out in terms of being there as a presenter. Bowie, again. Now, Bowie, I'd never seen this ever before. He directed his performance. Day in, day out, day out. He came into the studio and went, right, I want a camera there, I want a camera there, I want lighting here, and he directed the whole performance, which was just astonishing. I've never, ever seen anything like it.
And now it's time for our mate, Josie Jones, backed by Pete Wiley.
And the Little Sisters of the Anfield Road End. This is Sinful.
So when Pete Wiley was in the charts, John Peel came out of it saying, if that doesn't make number one, I'm going to come around and fart in your kitchen. Or break wind, I think he said. He's in fart.
It's Sinful, it's Pete Wiley.
And if that doesn't get to number one, I'm going to come and break wind in your kitchen. Now the top ten.
And I burst out laughing. And the BBC had never had so many complaints saying that Peely was rude. Can you imagine? Fart was rude. And I was totally irresponsible for laughing. Anyway, subsequently, Michael Hurl said, brilliant. Can you think of anything else to do that can get us, you know, more complaints? He just loved the idea that we incurred that response. I also remember Echo and the Bunnymen doing the Killing Moon, and Mac took his top off, and it was one of my first Top of the Pops appearances. And of course, my parents watched every single one, and my mother saying to me, oh my God, God, he's on drugs or drink. Don't you dare hang around with him. Well, we're still best mates, and he's babysit my kids and live next door to him. Fate up against your will, through the thick and thin. That hour, Top of the Pops, Tomorrow's World, it was kind of an institution. I think we all did it. And I think there's room for Top of the Pops now. I think it should come back, but obviously the format will have to change, and I think it should be interactive, it should be longer, it should be an hour, and you can do something slightly different with it. But what it did was it kept mums and dads and kids in touch with each other. So whether your parents, you know, they go, ugh, you know, Mark Bolan, ooh, what's that all about, or Bowie, or whatever. But at least they knew what you were into. And now, I don't think you have that connection necessarily, because there are so many other things going on. You know, I look at my daughter, and she's texting, Facebooking, listening, doing all of these things, but you don't hear what she's listening to necessarily. And I think it'd be quite nice to bring it back, so you did have that connection.
Yeah, the one that I want, still there after 6 weeks as well. Thank you very much for watching. I'll be back with you on Radio 1 at 2 o'clock tomorrow, and Top of the Pops next week. See you then. Leaving you with the Blue Oyster Cult and Rico. Bye-bye. All of times have come.
Great to have Blue Oyster Cult back on the programme. Janice Long there.